the reality is that we rely on volunteers off the back of the IEC, which we believe has brought about punitive measures for the first time in this election, requesting new parties to, you know, sign up citizens in the country that would support or are willing to support the political party at a provincial level. And we then rely on volunteers. In this case, this individual, this rogue individual, who's a former ANC member, he has made utterances that say that if he's not going to be on the national list, then, you know, the MK fire will burn.
So you're saying this was a disgruntled member of your party that went to the police?
No, it can't be a disgruntled member of our party. It's a disgruntled volunteer that wanted to find himself on the list. And then what we then do is we then naturally have to do a vetting. And we found that this individual has got a sketchy background. He's a fraudster. And we can't be associated with fraudsters. When we picked this up, we then decided we're not going to put him on the list. He then, by virtue of him being disgruntled, 6 weeks later, when he ought to have done it at that point in time, goes and opens or submits an affidavit that says that he was complicit in forging those signatures. So we're saying that the law enforcement agencies ought to, at that point in time when he made this affidavit, lock him up. Because Mkhonto is treason. We're then a victim to a so-called volunteer who's clearly a saboteur from the ANC to sabotage us. And the reason we come to that conclusion is that he then defected back to the ANC. What we're concerned about is that why did the law enforcement agency at that point in time when he made that affidavit, why did the law enforcement agency then not say to him, hold on, you're complicit, let's arrest you right now?
Aside from this allegation, that your party and your possible candidate, former President Jacob Zuma, you have faced many legal challenges for this election alone. What do you make of all these legal challenges?
No, I think the mere fact that you asked me the question is a clear indication that the IEC's conduct is very questionable. Because you and I would not be having this conversation if the IEC was not independent, as they go out there and position themselves as an independent organization. As far as we're concerned, the IEC now stands for Individual Electoral Congress. They might as well be on the ballot paper.
Are you saying that the Independent Electoral Commission has not been independent enough or is not independent?
Based on their conduct, can we call them independent? Because we get calls from all South Africa, regardless of whether they are MK party or not. We're talking about South Africans. South Africans are saying that they are very concerned about the fact that the IEC's conduct is questionable